Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thunder and PT's second date update.
It's a feel-good Friday, and we are here to hopefully make Jonathan feel a little bit better. Jonathan, welcome to the show, and tell us what's going on with Michelle.
Right? I mean, I don't know. I keep trying to figure it out.
Yeah. We're trying to figure it out together, my man. So how did your date go?
We went, we grabbed drinks, and then we talked about our Thanksgiving plans. And both of us have that one, you know, problematic family member who causes drama. So we really, I felt like we bonded over that.
Okay. Bonding over dysfunction sometimes works.
I get maybe that part, but I guess the rest of it, we just kind of kept it light. Cool. You know, she said that she would consider it a win if things stayed calm during the turkey carving. And in my family, it's calm, and then it gets really heated when a dessert comes out.
You really got into the Thanksgiving dinner conversation.
Yeah. Is it good? Like, I mean, if you don't mind me, I mean, are we talking politics? Is it like family feud from like back in the day or what? Or do you not want to get into it here?
I can't get into it on the radio.
Somebody else. Your family probably listens. Right. Yeah, okay. That's all right.
Did anything, Jonathan, happen with Michelle on this date? Awkward, a red flag, anything we should know about before we call her?
I kept saying like how great she looked because she really did. And I don't know, maybe that was like too much for her.
Like how many times did you say she looked great? Less than five?
More than five.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, that's
so. And how long has it been since this date, Jonathan, since you've at least talked to Michelle?
It's been over a week.
All right. You hang on. Hang out there in the background. We're going to call Michelle. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. Hopefully, you know, she answers, agrees to come on our show. Cross your fingers. Might be a stretch, but lead you to that second date. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
All right. Whatever you do, do not tell her she looks great. Okay?
Or like, that she sounds great.
Yeah, just leave it up to us.
Be chill. Be cool. All right. Coming right back with Michelle next. Second date update on The Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
We thought everything was going well when Jonathan was telling us about his date with Michelle, his first date, until he told us this.
I kept saying like how great she looked, because she really did. And I don't know, maybe that was like too much for her.
How many times did you tell her, Jonathan? Less than five?
More than five.
Oh, boy. So was that it? Jonathan being maybe a little overzealous on that first date when it came to Michelle's appearance? Let's find out here.
Hello?
Hi. Is this Michelle?
Maybe.
Oh. Hi, Michelle. Good morning. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we are calling this morning. We do a segment called Second Date Update.
Okay.
You went on a date with a, I'll call him a mutual friend.
A listener of ours.
Yes.
You know.
Who messaged us about this, that you have not gotten back to him. And we are calling to try to figure out the reason why.
Let me guess. Is it Jonathan?
Yes. How did you know? You not go on a lot of dates, or you just knew?
I just have great intuition. Okay. Also, he's a miserable person.
Why would you talk to him? He's a nice guy.
Well, he seems like a nice guy. Yeah. Why would you say that?
Yeah, he seems like a nice guy, but he is a lunch thief.
Okay.
A lunch thief. What is a lunch thief? Like, did this happen with you?
Well, he told me this story where he took co-workers' food from his work fridge, and it was like this big joke. And to me, that's just unforgivable.
Okay, so he didn't dine and dash. This wasn't on your date.
No, he's talking about a date.
He's talking about co-workers back at the office.
Yeah,
he's bragging about it.
Wow.
All right, so Michelle, Jonathan, we actually spoke to Jonathan on the air about 3-4 minutes ago. Could we invite him in and so we could work this out together and find out what his side of the story is?
Sure.
Good. Hold on just for a second.
Hey, Jonathan?
Jonathan, can you hear us?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you hear Michelle's accusation?
It's an exaggeration. You know, we have a Dwight type character in our office, like from the office. You know, he was bragging for weeks that we ought to try his homemade pumpkin bread. Okay. And while he was on the call, I just snuck into the employee fridge and I gave everyone a slice so that he'd freak out and think it was stolen.
Because it was stolen.
Well, he brought it in for us to try. I just, expedited the process so that he would just freak out for a sec.
You just totally stole his bread and his thunder, dude. Not cool.
Well, I mean, we all complimented him after he, like, had this total freak out, but, you know, I even saved him a slice. So everyone got what they needed.
Michelle, does this, with this understanding now, does this change things a little bit for you? Lunch thief is a little bit.
Yeah, because Dwight brought it in. He brought it in for his coworkers to try, according to Jonathan. Is that not how he told you the story?
No, that's how he told me the story. However, the piece that I think is, like, cruel, lack of a better term, is that his poor coworker was really excited to share this with his other coworkers, and Jonathan stole that joy from him to see their face.
I see what you're saying.
Here's this Yeah, and just was like bragging about it and thinking that that was a funny joke. I just thought it was picking on somebody.
Yeah.
And not
all right, yeah, kind of. I'm seeing your side a little bit this morning, Michelle.
Kind of a bully move or something?
What do you have to say for yourself, Jonathan?
Well, I wasn't trying to steal it, but it was just a practical joke, you know? It was, and it was fun, and he freaked out, and, you know, made everyone, well, at least made me laugh.
But it wasn't yours to steal. You diminished all of Dwight's work by upstaging him and making fun of it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we play practical jokes all the time, so, yeah. You know, I didn't think it was that big of a deal, so.
But that's a rule. You don't go into the fridge. If it's out on the counter, that's open season for it. Anybody can have, if it's on the counter and it looks
that's like a shareable situation.
Correct.
Right?
If it's in the fridge and there is not a note that says, please try or please have one. And it didn't have that note on it, did it, Jonathan?
It did not. And there's also a box of Chinese food that's been in there for about a year. So.
Yeah, but you weren't passing that around.
No.
No. Michelle.
Hard to divide up, though.
Michelle, you feel this goes a little deeper into a character issue, don't you?
Yeah, I just don't think that, you know, inducing anxiety in somebody is funny.
I have to agree.
Okay, so, Michelle, when Jonathan told you this story on your date, like you're having a great time or whatever, and then how did you react at the time? Did you just kind of play it up? Like, you're like, why didn't you just say kind of at the time, like, hey, I know I find that offensive or it's kind of a bully move or I'm like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, at the time, I think I was so thrown because we were having such a good time connecting over, you know, awkward family members. And he brought this up as kind of a like a bragging thing of like, look how cool I am because I did this. And it just shifted for me where I was like, oh, okay, that
felt
that
flat.
Was a little.
I don't know. I'm seeing it from the perspective of Jonathan. And this, you know, Michelle.
You think it's funny that he went in the fridge and took somebody else's food that he wanted to serve, that he wanted to present to the coworkers.
Yeah,
he didn't have, and he took Jonathan took that opportunity away from him. Do I have that right, Michelle?
You have that
Thank
right.
You.
And I'm not saying necessarily that he
I
should
begin
do
to
this.
Wonder I, about you sometimes.
I'm saying that's like, oh, it, you know, okay, so he made a mistake. But Michelle, you know, people make mistakes. So, Jonathan.
This is a big one.
Given the chance to take somebody's homemade pumpkin bread again and distribute it, you know.
Himself.
With no authority, would you do that again?
100%. Do it again.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So see, this is the problem. Like, maybe you find it funny, and this was an opportunity. Like, if the conversation had turned during the day, and Michelle said, what do you feel, what is something that happened to you recently, Jonathan, that you feel guilty about? Can you tell me? If you got into a deep conversation, and you said, I did something horrible at work, and I went into the fridge. Somebody had made some pumpkin bread, Dwight, in our office, and he wanted to make it special for everybody so they could try, and he could experience that for himself. And I took that away from him because I stole it and handed it out to people.
If that had happened, that would have been a completely different experience. But that's not what happened.
Yeah,
Jonathan?
I'm going to go on a limb, Michelle, so you don't want to do anything with Jonathan ever again.
Yeah, it's a
no.
Yeah. All right. Jeez. Thank you, Michelle. Jonathan, hope you learned your lesson.
Hey. C'est la vie.
Okay. And that's what we say to you. C'est la vie. Whatever that means. And thanks for being on. Second date update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.